We're in the middle of Siman Shin Hey, Pidyon Bechor, Pidyon Ben. We are up to Sif Dalet. So Sif Dalet is a little bit of a continuation to Sif Gimel. In Sif Gimel, we learned that if you want to be Podem, your son, you have to use something movable that is inherently valuable to the exclusion of land, slaves which are connected to land, and shtaros, shtar contracts. Both the Shach and the Taz explain to us what's a shtar that's no good. If Reuven owes me $100 and I have an IOU from Reuven, I can't go give that to the Kohen and say, this is for a pidyon aben. That will not work. Okay, now here's a Mishnah in Bechoros, and Daf Nun Aleph. So first the Mishnah says, Ein podin lo ba'avodin, lo b'shtaros, lo b'karkos, lo b'hekdeshos. If you want to be podin your son, you can't use an eved, a shtar, land, or hekdesh. Now, continues the Mishnah. Kosav l'kohen shehu chayav litein chamisha slotim. If you write to the Kohen, I hereby owe you 5 slotim. Even if he says, because of pidyon aben, okay, Rashi has in, you shouldn't pidyon beno. So, I wrote him an IOU, 5 slotim for pidyon aben. Chayav litein lo, I have to pay him the money that I write in the shtar, the IOU 5 slotim. I have to pay him the 5 slotim. However, ubno ain't a podui, but it doesn't work. You owe him the money, but your son is not redeemed. And you have to do it again. Continues the Mishnah, the Fichach. If the Kohen is a nice guy, in Ratzah Kohen litein lo b'matana, if the Kohen wants to give back those 5 slotim that you just gave him, Rasha, he's allowed to. And then you can do it again. And Rashi points out, okay, hold on a second. So I write him an IOU, 5 slime for pidyon aben. I have to give him the 5 slime, but it doesn't work. And I give him another 5 slime. And if he's a nice guy, he can return the first set of 5 slime, and then I can give it back to him and podem my son properly. So then Gemara Anuna Mabez tells us, Amar Uluk, Dvar Torah b'no podui likishayitein. So Ula says that b'na Torah, when you write this IOU to the Kohen, the IOU 5 slotim for pidyon aben, and then you go give him the money for pidyon aben, which our mission just said doesn't work, Ula says it works b'na Torah, but not midrabanan. When you give him the money, it works b'na Torah, midrabanan, they uprooted such a pidyon aben. My taimo ain't b'no podui. The Gemara asks, "Gzeira shemayomu podi b'shtar?" Because people are going to come along and say that you're allowed to be podi your son with a shtar. So even though here you paid the shtar, you gave him an IOU. I owe you 5 slotim to podi my son, and then you gave him the 5 slotim that you wrote you were going to give him. Even that's not good enough. Why? Well, I mean, that Torah is good enough, and you give him the money to the loop. But the Chachamim uprooted it because they're afraid that you're going to take an IOU from Beryl and give it to the Kohen as well, and that's not good even in a Torah. Okay, now it's very hard to know, when you read the Shulchan Aruch, we'll see, it's hard to know exactly what it's talking about. Listen to the Torah. The Torah adds in a couple of words to make it clear. The Torah writes, Im kosav l'kohen shtarchov al atzmo b'chamisha slayim. I write, I owe you the kohen 5 slayim. Bishvil pidyon b'ni. In order to redeem my son. Chayev litnan lo. I'm chayev to give the money. And the Torah adds in 2 words here that the Shulchan Aruch doesn't have. V'afilu hochi. Even though I gave him the money, ein b'no padui. It does not work. That's the first half of the Torah. Now he brings down the Baha'i. Lashon halachos gedolos kosav lekohen shechayev liteno chamisha slayim. If he writes to the Kohen that is chayev to give him 5 slayim, chayev liteno chamisha slayim. He has to give him the 5 slayim. Aval, but ein b'no padui, his son is not redeemed ad sheyomar lo heilah pidyon b'ni. until he gives him those five slum and says, this is for my pidyon abed. Badoni, Abi Arash Zad lo kasav kain, but Rashi and the Rush, he puts the Rush, it's also Rashi, did not write that. According, Rashi writes, when Rashi talks about the fact that the Kohen has the option to give you back the money and have you do it again, Rashi writes, there's no other solution. Once you give him the shtar, I owe you five shloim to be poured to my son, you have to give him the money and you can't be poured to your son. The Baal says, as long as you say this is for pidyon aben, when you give him the money, that's good enough. Rashi and the Rosh say, no, it's not good enough. You have to give him the money. Doesn't matter what you say to him, your son is not padui, and you have to do it again. But the Kohen can be a nice guy and return the money, and you can just do a simple do-over. But if the Kohen is not a nice guy, you're going to spend 10 slayim. 10 slayim on this. Okay, so let's see that now in Shulchan Aruch. Shinhei Dalet. Kosa of the Kohen, Shuchayim Lochamisha, Slayim, Mishu Pidyon Beno. He writes to the Kohen that he owes him five slayim in order to be opposed to his son. Chayav Litnan Lo. You have to give him the five slayim. Ubno, Eino, Padui. And it doesn't help. The son is not going to be Padui. Why? Shach, Sifkot, and Gimel. Mishum Zera Shema Yomru Podin Bishtaros. So even though Ula told us that Minat Torah this is going to work, Ula says Minat Torah, if you give him the money, it's going to work. Chazal uprooted that Pidyon Aben and said it doesn't work. You have to do it again. Why, says the Shach Sifkat and Gimel from the Gemara over there in Bechoros and Daf and Aleph? Because if you're going to do it this way, where Chazal were afraid you're going to come to take an IOU from Beryl or from some other guy and give it to the Kohen, and that doesn't work even in a Torah. Now the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring down what the Torah brings down from the Ba'ah, which sounds like, according to the Shulchan Aruch, even if when you give him the money the first time, you say, this is for Pidyon Aben, because it was preceded by a shtar, by an IOU five slayer, Chazal uprooted it legamre, and it's not going to work. Okay, that's the Mechaber. Ramo. Haga, Omar the Kohen, Shinochin the Livdos is Beno. If you tell the Kohen that you're going to use him as a Kohen for your Pidyon Aben, also Lachzabo, you're not allowed to change your mind. That means think twice before you offer the Kohenship to a Kohen. Mihu, Imchaza, Habichazar, but if you do change your mind, he can't halachically demand that you give it to him. Even though you did something wrong, you were not supposed to do that. V'ayin le'el siman, so there's a big different gears over here. It should say Reish Samech Dalet, which we've done not long ago, which is Hilchos Bris Milah, where they say the same thing about offering someone to be the Moab.
It says Reish Samech
Dalet. Right, it should say Reish Samech Dalet. Okay, I don't have it in the Bible. Okay, it should say Reish Samech Dalet. Okay, we'll stop here. That's Siman Shinhei, Seif Dalet.